Vijaya.
Hello.
It's really lovely to be having a conversation with you.
Yes.
And here we are on our land at Buddh Gaya, which is called the Three Jewels Centre. It's very lovely to be here and part of the convention. Are you enjoying the convention?
Yeah, I'm very much enjoying here. This is a really very holy place for me, and whenever I come here visiting, I'm so happy.
So I'd really like to start this conversation by asking you about your name and what does it mean?
Yeah, my name is Dhammacharini Vijaya, and the meaning of this name is to work on my mental state, which sometimes go to negative or involve some negative things, or mentally do something different, suffering also very much in my life, and frustration and depression also. So when I was in the depression, I overcome from that suffering. So my preceptor very well know how I work on that, my mental state. So it is the meaning like a victory. So that's why my preceptor gave this name, Vijaya.
So did you used to suffer quite a lot from depression in your younger time?
First, my father passed away. At that time, it was very much suffering actually. It was very much pain in my life. And because of we were six children, brothers and sisters, and my mother non-educated, and we were taking education, and just I was in the second year graduation, and my father died. So we were supporting to each other, and I overcome. But after 1 year, when my younger brother died, at that time, I was very much went in the depression. I was not understanding what is happening with me. Just very calm and quiet, sitting at home. But some Dhammachari came and they taught me meditation. They were doing with me meditation and prompting while meditation, during the meditation. And how I overcome, I don't know. And I realized that, this is the life, yes, I should enjoy through the meditation. Really, I overcome because of the meditation.
So you had a real, very strong experience of dukkha, suffering, didn't you?
Yes, yes, yes.
My father and youngest brother died within 3 years of each other. And it's almost like you have to bear the completely unbearable.
Oh, you can understand. You got it.
So you had quite a lot of help and support from local order members.
Local order members, And after that, I realized that, so many people like me suffering in their life. I can help to them, which helped it. So I realized that when I attend the ordination ceremony, my brother Amar Siddhi, I got it. Oh, this is the path for me. I should appear on this path. I should go forward.
So how did you first get to know about Sri Ratna Buddhist Order?
First, my brother come to know his friend Amok Siddhi. They contact with the Sangha first. Amok Siddhi, my brother, he was telling me, he attended one retreat, and then he was communicating what he saw there. Everything he was sharing. So in our home, very good culture actually. We all together eating, fun, teasing.
It sounds like there was lots of support and good communication,
Really so lovely. when he attended the first retreat, he was sharing so much. And then he suggested me, you can come also to the retreat. And like that, I contacted with the Sangha. First retreat.
So was there anyone you met on that first retreat that really had an impact on you?
In the first retreat, really, There was Dhammachari Vekratna, local Dhammachari.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was teaching Dhamma and meditation, I really impact on me. Yeah. Very well, skillfully he was teaching. I impressed very much. I like very much Dhamma to hear. Yeah. Very practical way.
And it sounds like you had quite an immediate response to meditation.
Yeah, immediate response. Yeah. And that Dhammachari was coming at home, Vekratna, who helped me.
So he helped you.
When I was suffering. Yeah. When I was in the depression. Every day after his Dhamma class, he was visiting to me at home and he was meditating with me at home.
Oh, yeah. How lovely. Yeah. That's very generous, isn't it? Generous.
So I was thinking, this person, this man, no relation, who he is and why he is coming. Oh, but he is coming for me. Nothing connection with him, but he is coming for me. Mm. He want to help me.
Yeah.
So this compassion or sympathy got me very much inspiration.
Yeah.
And I would say this is the spirit of the order. What he got as an order member. At that time I had this little bit experience of the spirit of the order,
which is really just valuable, glimpse, isn't it?
Because
Banti talks about the fact that we need to catch the Dharma. And it sounds like that really happened with you. He was a really good spiritual friend to you.
Yes.
And then you asked for ordination.
Then when I overcome and talking with him, regular meeting with him, communications, and one day he asked, would you like to become Dhamma Mitra? So what is that Dhamma Mitra? And he told me about that process, Dhamma Mitra, and I make applications and then I become Mitra. When I saw the ordination program of my brother, Amru Siddhi, after that really I was very hurry to make application, ask for ordination. So like that I started my process, GFR process.
And when did you get ordained?
At that time Lokamitra was taking our Mitra retreat and GFR retreat actually. One day he told that you were ordination in 1994, 30th January, or just finished. 24 years.
24 years?
Yes. In 94, and I was the first Dhammacharini of Nagpur.
Very impressive.
Very impressive.
So how many Dhammacharinis were there in India in 1994? Do you have any idea?
Only 4 Dhammacharini in 1994. First 2, Nanchuri and Vimashuri in 87, and after that in 93 Alok Shri and Hemmati.
So you became number 5.
94 in our batch in 94 we 7 people became in 94. You can say 7 and 4, 11 people.
11
complete
people.
In 94.
So 11 women for the whole of India.
At that time.
At that time.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
And I know that in December.
Yeah.
December 2017. You have just had an ordination with the most women in India ever. That was it 21
this
women?
21. This is the large number in
large
India.
Number.
Of women.
So you've gone from 11 of you being able to have an ordination retreat for 21 women. And you, Vijaya, ordained 4 of those women, didn't you? So in 24 years, it sounds like quite a lot has happened for you. Would you like to tell us a little bit about...
Yeah, a bit summarize.
Yes.
In 94, I was working in the Bhojan Hitai project, which is social project running.
It's a hostel project.
Hostel project, yeah. But I was the coordinator there. I was looking at sewing classes and kindergarten classes and social project.
Yeah.
Because I had my education in the Master of Social Work. So Lok Mitra asked me, why not you can work in our project? Yeah. So I got the joining letter by government at the same time, no, Lok Mitra. So I was very much inspired about the Sangha. So yeah, I was thinking my all dedication I would like to give for the Sangha. I thrown away that joining letter without interview, without anything, because of I was the top student in my college, so very directly that job I got.
So the government really wanted you to work for them, but instead you used all your training to help with social projects in the movement.
Some years then chairperson, I was working for all social projects in Nagpur, Vardha, Amravati, very small at that time.
Yeah. Was that quite difficult as a woman to become a chairperson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is difficult actually.
Sounds like quite a big achievement.
Big achievement. Sometimes some people not happy about you and you are not favorite of them, and sometimes decision not favorable for them. So at that time, very much difficult and struggle for me.
What helped you when you were struggling with all that?
I remember very much at once in the trustee meetings, I appointed some people, and then someone said to me, you don't appoint to them because of their relation is not good. That person was saying that you take back that appointment letter and you don't appoint to that person. I said, I appointed. I gave the appointment letter also. And tomorrow that person is going to start work in our office. So it was so difficult for me. It is so difficult. I couldn't sleep many days. At that time I communicated to my preceptor, Srimala Karuna. And then they thought that ordination process, if you work in the ordination process, it will be your energy flowing in the ordination process and you can help to women.
So they asked you to work in the ordination process instead.
Yeah. And every year also I was going to help to them, to Srimala for the retreat. So Srimala was also thinking, you leave it that. Your work, and you can give your energy and time for ordination process. And after 15 years, I move in the ordination process. So like that, I am working full-time work now, ordination process. But this I am enjoying very much. Ordination retreat, going for refuge retreat. I love this work actually. Really, I love very much.
So do you see quite big changes in the women who come on the retreats?
Giving Kalyan Mitrata, sharing with them. I don't hesitate to talking with them. Both way I communication. So my friends, they always say that sometimes they do not talk, but they like very much I am sharing with them.
So are you quite open with them?
Open. So really I'm enjoying my work.
And how many women have you privately ordained?
I privately ordained 23 people.
23?
Within 3 years.
Within 3 years? That is a lot of women in 3 years.
Because the team was very small. Srimala and Karuna Maya only, and then Nanshuri. And Srimala give up her work, and then very much load on Nanshuri and Karuna Maya. Then they shared with me for the preceptor consultation process and I became. So only just we three of us.
Yeah.
So that's why this was low. But this time, December 2017, 6 preceptors.
Ah.
So we divided all people.
Good.
So each one is 4 people ordained. Yeah. So we are developing our process, work, sharing. But now very much load.
Yeah.
I am feeling free actually.
Oh, good. It's lovely to hear that you've taken all this responsibility and yet you feel free. In all those ordinations, you will have introduced all those women to a sadhana practice. So, first of all, can you tell me what your sadhana practice is?
My sadhana practice is Green Tara.
So is mine.
Oh, good.
Good, yes. So have you kept your sadhana practice alive since your ordination?
Yeah. Before ordination, 1 year I was staying in the community at Pune, 1 year.
Yeah.
And there, very first time I saw the Green Tara's picture and it was looking so different. I never see. I don't know who is she or he. I didn't get actually at that time. And then somebody told me this is the white Tara picture, this is the green Tara picture. And then I read it. Really, it was for me very much impression and inspiration when I read Meeting the Buddha, the book by Vesendra.
Yeah.
I really like very much her qualities, young and queen and as a mother. Then I become Dhammacharini. I very much connected with my Idam practice because of I am as a mother, as a wife, and as a friend, and in the relatives also. So many roles I am playing in my life. So Tara's like always ready. Her right leg is going in the world. So this was amazing for me. And whenever I do my practice, I don't see from her head. I see her legs.
Ah, so that's my part of her you really relate to, her legs.
And I start imagination, my visualization practice from her legs, not from the crown. I like very much her legs going in the world and to help to people.
Yeah.
I feel very much connection with Tara.
And what about her left leg?
And left leg is sitting in the meditation. Yes. So this left leg is meditation, helping to write. Without meditation, we can't do that.
So how is it for you now, introducing your ordinance to their sadhana practice?
Little bit for Indian situation. When they suggested Indian people should do firstly Shakyamuni sadhana, it is difficult time for me as a preceptor because of people nowadays. People are very clever, they read about their practices, they have choice also. But in the ordination retreat or before ordination, then they ask me about other practices, so I can't give them other practices.
So that's difficult.
Difficult for you in Indian situation.
So they want something else. And you have to guide them towards the Shakyamuni practice.
Yes. But lots of talking and discussion. After that, we got the message by Bhante. After 1 year, Shakyamuni practices, if they have choice, any practice, Idam practice, they can get it by their preceptors.
So do many of your preceptees ask you after a year for different practice?
Different practices. Yeah. So three people, they like very much Green Tara practice. So I give them the Green Tara practice.
Does that make you feel very happy to
very
do that?
Happy. Yes.
And does that also feel like it connects you with Bhante, giving sadhana practices?
Yeah. I'm so happy which one Tara practice Bhakti did, and so many people are doing also. So I am the person also doing Green Tara practice, which one very much inspiring me and enthusiastic to me. You can do in the world, help to people. And as a preceptor, very first time when I ordained.
How was that? Tell us about that.
I went in the private shrine, private kuti. I became very much emotional actually. Sudden, I was feeling, oh, who I am.
So was it doubt that you were having?
Who I am. This is the, no, I am just a little part of this process. Which one process is coming from the Buddha?
Yeah. So did you feel insignificant?
Yeah.
And what helped you at that time?
Buddha ordained some people, that people, disciple of disciple of disciple of disciple. Bhante ordained to Srimala, Srimala ordained me, and I am ordaining to other people. So I am the just part of that process. Vijaya, you are not like you are doing and you are very great person. Yes, you are not like that. You are the tiny little just one in that process. I was feeling, oh yes, this is the, I was feeling significant. Yeah, who is Buddha and Bodhisattva with me in that kuti.
So could, when you were in the kuti, could you feel the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Srimala, Bhante, did they all feel very present for you?
This chain going to back to the Buddha and coming back to the Bhante, and I am the part of that chain. So these all Buddha and Bodhisattvas with me. So I was, before coming my first preceptors, I was doing lots of salutation to the Buddhas and pranam, prostration, and then I sat quietly and ordained.
And how was it when you were doing the ordination?
Yeah, I was feeling so happy to ordain to someone, and that person also doing the same job, same work in the world. I fully confidence with her, and I very clearly recognize her because of the kalanitrata and communication. So,
so you could really witness her
going for her age. This is the significant in that private kuti.
And what was her name? What did you name her?
Amoghadarshini.
Lovely, very good name.
First one.
So you've spoken a little bit about Bhante, and I can hear quite a lot of warmth in your voice. Do you feel quite a strong connection with Bhante?
Yes, with Bhante, first connection in 1992, he visited in Nagpur.
And did you meet him?
I garland to him.
Oh, how lovely.
And in our Nagpur center, we were very actively participate as a Dhamma Mitra. So we were in the queue at the railway station. Bhante came by the railway train, and when Bhante was coming, so I garland big flowers. So first time, very first time, Bhante was looking very bright, and around him big aura, like looking bright and bright. And then 3 days program in Nagpur, so we young girls singing welcome song on the stage, sitting side of the Bhante on the stage. So it was for me very much feeling gratitude and grateful about Bhante. So his presence,
Were you one of the girls singing?
Ojo Gita, myself, Kamashri, and Vandana Mitra also. We four of us singing welcome song for Bhante. In the 3 programs. So it was the first time looking at Bhante, just feeling with Bhante on the stage. No talking, nothing. And at once we went to meet with him at the hotel. And we heard that Bhante talk in Hindi also, some words, Hindi language.
Oh.
So we asked Bhante, oh, next time when you will come? So Bhante said, in Hindi, he answered, I don't know. And after that, in 1999, I came to UK.
And you met with Bhante there?
Yeah.
Was that when he was living in Birmingham?
Birmingham. Yeah. But in the convention I met. Lunch hour, he gave very much time with us, spending time, lunch time, and in the silence. Still, Bhante started to talk.
Did he not know we were in silence?
Yes, it was amazing for me. Yeah, I'm so happy 50 years complete to our Sangha, and Bhante is a founder of our Sangha. Oh, amazing, great, Bhante, great. Yes, yeah, so I'm so happy, and I'm looking forward other 50 years, what I can do. So I'm feeling very much enthusiastic to do for the Sangha. My dedication, my devotion, I would like to do because of I love Sangha. Really rejoice the merit of Bhante. He did for us. Yes.
And you're very keen.
Yeah,
I'm very keen. To carry on on his work.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Vijaya.
Yeah.
It's been really delightful talking to you.
Thank you very much, Sujimani.